If you want to educate us, meet us where we live. And our kids today are in a technology world, absolutely, and they like things quickly.
Once again, we want to welcome you to Family Sports Life Today. In this segment, we have a wonderful opportunity to visit with a partner in our event coming up June 16th for the Love of the Game. This gentleman is a very close friend of mine that I've known through the years as a former player and then as a basketball coach at the high school level and also at the community college level. And he's taken those skills and those life experiences and has transferred them over into a technology-based company that is pretty exciting. And I know, speaking on behalf of Guy and Jay, mm-hmm, we're really fortunate to have with us Patrick Leonard. And I'm going to call you Pat, and he's the Vice President of Curriculum and Business Development of Quizdom, Quizdom.com. Pat, welcome aboard. We're really glad to have you today.
I'm glad to be here. This is fun.
Pat, tell us a little bit about Quizdom before we get into the partnership that we have for this epic event at HEC Ed, June
sure.
16th.
What Quizdom is it's an education company. It was founded by a teacher. Ray Beamish started the company back in 1984. He was a teacher at Lincoln High School in Tacoma. And he wanted to find a way to not just give information to kids, but actually find out if the kids are receiving the information. So he set up a system in his classroom where he could receive individual student responses based on the question that he asked. And then he could use that data to see, are these kids getting it? Are we ready to move on? Or do we need to review and go over what I just talked about? And so a lot of what he designed was based on a science classroom. And over, you know, a 20-year period, it evolved as technology evolved, using different software and different hardware, where we now have an entire staff of curriculum developers for language arts, math, science, social studies. We have over 400 years of teaching experience in our curriculum group, but we also have, you know, world-leading technology in radio frequency remotes. And we, you know, a big chunk of our business has been in the education side, and within the past 2 years, we've expanded into the corporate event and the higher ed market, because the same concepts of a teacher presenting to a class to see if kids understand it can transfer from a business leader presenting to a staff or a sales manager presenting to a sales team or a professor presenting to the a class of 1,000 students. Are they getting what I'm saying? Are they understanding what I'm saying? And so we've developed a technology through the remotes and the software where the professor, presenter, teacher can ask a bunch of different types of questions and gather the data instantly in real time to see if kids get it.
Now, do you also do focus groups too, Pat?
It does. It's great for focus groups because you get anonymous data and you get instant anonymous data from the people, so they're not looking around the room to see who else is responding. They're responding in using their remote, and they can do so anonymously. So there's, you know, it takes a lot of the fear out.
Mm-hmm. How many states are you currently working in? Do you have any idea?
In all 50 states, we have an office in Belfast, Northern Ireland. We did several $1 million in business this past year in the UK. In fact, mm-hmm, we're the leading system all throughout most of Europe right now.
Okay.
We're opening an office for development overseas. We have a huge development project going on here in our own office. 90% of our employees are right here in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
We also have sales reps throughout the country. We have a corporate sales office in Cleveland, but it all started in little old Puyallup, Washington.
And how fast have you grown, do you think?
Exponentially, to the point of it's painful. just from my own perspective, I was employee number 16, and I was hired a little over about 2.25 years ago to start a huge curriculum project that we successfully completed at the end of that first summer. We hired 40 teachers for a summer project. And that curriculum program called Ready Set, we've now created for 7 different states where we customize our curriculum to the individual state standards. From that, we now have over 80 employees.
Okay, great.
So from 16 to 80 in just over 2 years, and I currently have about, I don't know, I'm looking for about 15 more people.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty big team and a lot of Gatorade.
That's a lot of Gatorade. So, and if you know anybody out there listening who's a curriculum developer, I'm looking for 2 positions in math, 1 in secondary language arts, and probably 1 in social studies and 2 in science.
Okay.
Okay, I think Tom's your man on all of those.
Yeah, plus several sales reps and support personnel. So I think we have about 15 openings right now.
Okay. Terrific.
Hey, listen, Pat, in regards to working with us on For the Love of the Game, I know how excited you are about it because we talked about it this last week. You know, your company is going to help us change this event into kind of an interactive basketball experiment. Can you lend an opinion or a viewpoint on how you envision this whole thing making an interactive experience at Heck Ed on June 16th?
Yeah, it's really exciting for us because we've had internal conversations for over a year and a half now about how can we take our product and expand into other areas. And because I come from an athletic and basketball background, we started thinking about baseball games, basketball games, and things like that. And what is really exciting to me is, as a former player and coach, I think the NBA game in a lot of ways has gone away from the traditional game that we saw. And I know in a lot of cases the event becomes bigger than the game, the dancing girls and cheerleaders and everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the partnership with this concept with the 11-foot basket. You know, as Ernie Woods, when he called me to talk to me about the event, he says, I want you involved because this is a game where people play below the rim like you used to. I said, yeah, thanks, coach. I'm 6'7", and I played below the rim. But I did. But I had to rely on being able to set screens, being able to set up my teammates, body positioning and fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that made me a better coach. Well, I'm excited about having a product that will give us the kind of information from fans, from the evaluation of our coaches and the professionals who are there, instant real-time data that says this is what people want to see. Because, I don't know, maybe it's just my own personal opinion, but I think there's a lot more excitement generated around the NCAA Final Four because they still play a more of a team brand of basketball, and people who love the game of basketball want to see that. And so with our product, we've got a way to get the information, to ask those questions, and help us figure out, where the game heads in the future. Because as we said last week, 116 years, and, the court and the rims haven't changed.
Right, right. So walk us through the process. People will come through the doors and get a remote at their seat, and walk us through what happens after that.
It's really, really a simple process, and we have to make it simple. Very simply, they'll get a remote, and we'll figure out the logistics of whether we pass them out in the rows or as they walk through the door and hand them in. We'll make that easy. I'll have a large staff of people there to help out. Literally, they push the on button, and the remotes themselves are activated by a radio frequency signal.
What do the remotes look like again, Pat?
Kind of look like a cell phone.
Okay.
They have a little LCD screen on it that'll give you information as far as your answer choices. They have a little 14-button keypad, with your choices. From a question type perspective, we can ask numeric questions. So you could say, how much money would you be willing to pay for a ticket to an event like this? And they could punch in 25, 30, 40, whatever dollar figure they wanted. We can do yes, no questions, multiple choice. They can vote on different things. We can do rating scale. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate X? What's neat about that is the remotes themselves on the LCD screen, it'll just say Quizdom, meaning your remote is live, it's activated, but it's not looking for a response.
Mm-hmm.
When we send a response or when we ask a question, it'll appear on the big screen because we can send a feed from a computer right to the big screen. We work within Microsoft's PowerPoint, and so we're literally projecting a PowerPoint slide onto the Jumbotron that'll have a question. Once you open that presentation slide, our software triggers a little transmitter receiver out to every one of the 1,000 remotes to look for a response.
Okay.
So if it's a yes-no type question, the remote will have yes-no lit up on the LCD screen. The fan will make their selection, hit the send button, and their input will be received by the system. The system actually sends a radio frequency signal out 300 times per second.
Wow.
So 1,000 remotes will all be able to buzz in at the same time.
So then,
and we'll be able to pull the data and project it in a graph within about 3 seconds.
Okay, so again, the spectators, the observers at this event will be looking at the screen and getting information there that is pre-programmed, and then respond accordingly, correct?
Absolutely. And then we can then display a graph, you know, which is an overlay over the PowerPoint screen that will show the results of how everybody answered that particular question. Awesome. We can also do on-the-fly questions. So if, you know, one of the organizers wants to ask a question, you can ask a verbal question over the PA system. You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, how much fun are you having? 5 being I'm having a blast. I can send a signal from an instructor remote.
So if I wanted to ask a question, do you want to replace the public address announcer?
And the, absolutely.
And the fans say yes, then we can go ahead and make that change instantaneously?
We can get the data instantaneously. Making the
I
change
love this
is
company.
Your decision. We just
it's
gather the
great.
Data.
Great.
I'm assuming Guy is that PA announcer.
You know me well, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, help Guy a little bit here with understanding the impact, and you can help me also, the impact of the information that comes out in a sporting event like this. I foresee college basketball and NBA basketball and even in high school state tournaments, information coming back that's going to better present a production, a game that, you know, is going to be directed towards entertainment. It's going to be directed towards, you know, an event that is going to be really choreographed better than what we see today because of the influence of television. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's part of, you know, a conversation that I overheard with a student where he said, you have to come meet us where we live. If you want to educate us, meet us where we live. And our kids today are in a technology world,
absolutely.
And they like control of the environment. They like things quickly. You know, you look at American Idol and how, you know, you're watching live television and you're able to vote in, but you have to wait till tomorrow to get the results.
Yeah.
With our product, you could actually get the results live right now and watch them tabulate on TV.
Hmm.
Through the web, we could do that.
Okay. Hmm.
Well, from an instant data standpoint, not necessarily instant gratification, but if I'm running an event, I could ask questions, you know, do you want to see A, more dancers, B, a half-court shooting contest, C, a dunk contest, whatever it is. I could get information and plan the rest of my event based on the information of what the fans want to see that day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trivia questions, you know, and to keep people up to speed on, you know, whether it's the Seattle Supersonics or whatever team, you could give away prizes. So you can make the event more interactive and engaging without having to be more glitzy.
Right. What this does is you're removing the Gallup poll by assessing who's watching what program. You're taking away the impact of a Hollywood blockbuster movie that is being released, and they go by the number of tickets that are sold for that particular week or following weeks to gauge as to whether the movie was a success or not. And also, when teams are coming in to play and they sell out and they don't sell out, I mean, I'm seeing in a third dimensional sense here the opportunity of being efficient in your business plan and in the performance of the product that you're putting, and I'm just talking about sports now, the product you're putting out on the court. And,
well, and exactly, and that's where, you know, we're branching out. We've, as I said earlier, we've been an education-based company focused on the individual student, and the concept behind the company is how do you get kids engaged in learning the concepts that you need them to learn in order to master certain ideas or skills. Well, transferring that to the business world, if I have a business and I'm doing a sales training, you know, I may be spending thousands and thousands of dollars, right, millions of dollars to bring a sales team in for training. It would be nice to know if they actually heard what I said, got what I trained them on, and were proficient in the skills I wanted them to have before they left the training.
Right.
And
wow.
So, you know, we're moving into that market. Well, there's all kinds of ways we can move that.
So what I see Quizdom being able to do, entering into this interactive environment, is being able to really help parents in the relationship with kids. you know, the business community in their product display and the consumer's interest towards whether they acquire it or not. But teachers themselves, I mean, this is where it's your foundation is. I love it. I mean, I'm so all over this, you can't believe it, because I do believe that it's going to have an impact on how we teach teachers how to teach kids in sports.
And I think that's where, you know, Ray Beamish, our founder, one of the things he said to me about a year and a half ago is he said, what we've done as a company is we've taken education or information away from just the presentation mode, and we've turned it to the reception mode. So it's not about a teacher standing in front of the room throwing information at kids with video and games and making it all pretty. It's about going to the other side of the classroom, being in the seat with the kid, and going, do I get it? Do I understand? Do I have questions? Do I need clarification? So instead of just presenting information and hoping it sticks, our product goes the other side around, and it asks what is sticking and what is not sticking and what do we need to work on to make sure kids get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changing education, because that's where our kids are.
Hey, Pat, we're really looking forward to working with you on For the Love of the Game and the technology I think that you'll share with our live audience in Heck Edmondson will be a very compelling use of their time. And we thank you for your time today on Family Sports Life Today.
We're delighted to be working with, you know, Family Sports Life Today. We're delighted to be part of this organization. And one of the things as a company that I've really pushed is we're a local company. You know, our employees are all Washington State residents. You know, our curriculum people all have Washington State teaching certificates. And we've been really pushing to get more involved in the local community. You know, we're sponsoring a at-risk school called the TAF Academy for, you know, it's Technology Assistance Foundation or Access Foundation based in Seattle. It's a program with about 500 students who don't have access to technology, inner city kids. They're opening a school. We're providing the entire school with remotes, software, curriculum, everything.
Awesome.
And we really want to get involved in the Seattle Public Schools, Tacoma Schools. And so we're working real hard. In fact, while I'm sitting here, I just got an email from the Washington Learns Foundation, and they want to meet me for lunch in an hour. So I guess I better hurry.
Get going.
Pat, if people want to learn more about Quizdom, what's your website again?
The easiest way is www.quizdom.com. And just go to our website, and it'll take you through wherever you need to go.
Great. That's a lot of letters in the alphabet that are repetitive, it seems like.
Well, it's the word wisdom with a Z.
Oh, there we go.
And a Q in front of it. You know, wisdom, education. We have an owl for our logo. It all kind of fits if you really think about it.
Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today program, please give us a call and we'll try to use it in a future episode. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH. Or send us email, familysportslifetoday@gmail.com.
And please visit our website at familysportslifetoday.com. You can listen to these programs online or subscribe and download them to your iPod or other MP3 players. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes.
Hey, coaches. Hey, parents. Hey, kids. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a great family sports life today.